I say I can't find a job. I'm not looking for a job, but, you know, God is not going to find me guilty if my economic situation isn't well. But if my moral situation isn't well, I've got a real problem. That's the thing. It's like, I think, I want to know God is pleased with me. So I think, I, you know, if I would just be wealth off and have money, then I would know God is on my side. I felt this at times because I did, the financial things can become so crushing, and you feel like, God, just give me a sign. Just let's have some money, right? And you think that, but it is utterly nothing to him. Nothing. He cares not for it. He cares that we would be righteous and holy in his sight. He wants us to behave ourselves as he behaved himself. That's what he's interested in. And he was not a wealthy man in the earth. And so, you know, we look, people look for wealth as a sign of God's approval, when really he doesn't care about wealth. It doesn't show anything. A man can be very blessed and cursed. Meaning, a man, let's say someone could be blessed in the earth. I mean, God has given them good looks, you know, and an intelligent mind. And they have a knack for business, and they really make the money roll in, and they are beautiful and admired and so on and so forth. But they have no life in them, because their hearts are full of covetousness and sin. I'm just using this hypothetically. I'm not saying that anyone in that situation is that way. But I tell you, we all must suffer. If our lives are going wonderfully, Jesus said, the whole need not a physician. I have come for them that are sick. Jesus comes for those who are troubled, those who are in trouble. Other people don't need God. So as far as they, that's how they feel. I don't need God. My life is wonderful. I don't need God. Even though they're already living, enjoying all the blessings that he's given them. What do you mean he's given them? I earned them all myself. Well, I mean, he could have, you, what if you didn't exist? What if, you know, I mean, you're not an imbecile, are you? No. Well, where do you think your intelligence came from? Well, from my genetics. Well, and who planned the plans? Who wrote all that code? An incredible system of information that creates individuals. You know, two individuals can produce millions of individuals. All different. It's amazing. But God, everything we have of him. Everything we are because he made us that way. Whatever kind of vessel we are, it is because God is responsible. So God has blessed even the wicked. But now with the kind of blessings that pertain to life. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Verse 18. And given us the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry is to reconcile man to God. That we would become no longer sinners, but become saints. Become the sons of God. That we could be, you know, there could be some sort of mutual understanding, a mutual thing whereby God delivers us from our sins, forgives us of our sins, and gives it to us that we might become pleasing to him. That we might be reconciled to him by the power of his cross. Verse 19, to wit, as that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Again, some think of this in a universal sense, and I say, well, then no one's going to... If that's so, then a lot of other scripture doesn't make sense. And this is how, you know, I don't... In this chapter, maybe some would feel, Paul, you're going back on what you said about not handling the word deceitfully. You seem like you're saying it's not what it says. Well, no. What I say is what it is. It's just that people have a predisposition on their mind based on what they've been told and the philosophies they've already accepted. What it does is it conditions their minds to think about things in one particular way. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And like I said last time, that God so loved the world that he gave the God of the world the power to blind their minds. You know? So, when it says God loved the world, it is the world in a general sense, but not a specific sense as of every individual. It is the individuals in the world who he's rescuing that he's really focusing on. He was, you know, everything in the world that can be reconciled to God is going to be reconciled to God. But we also know in the book of Revelation that some are going to go off into the lake of fire. And they will perish. And we know that death is going to happen to many. Because they do not receive this word of reconciliation. They do not receive this ministry of reconciliation. And they don't receive it because it is not given to them. Though it is offered to them. Just as I used the parable of talents, where the man could receive something from God, but never be able to make anything of it. Because it was never in him to have it, or to use it properly. You know, people say, well, it was his choice, his mistake. It's like, well, truly, that's true, but could he have done better? But he didn't. Why? And I say, because it's the nature of what that person is. A vessel to honor or a vessel to dishonor. God is the potter. He has power over the clay. I never want to forget that. God does not impute our trespasses to us. Because he doesn't count it against us.